The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, it's Happy Tuesday morning, it's Tone to Bone. Make sure you download that TKR app, get after on the Tony Curry Radio podcast. I did six shows yesterday. We did Dark Side of the Pooch, we did Mission Minded, When in Rome we're doing this week. We had Students of the Game, Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. Great shows, check out the Tony Curry Radio podcast. A couple things I want to bring up. First of all, Hugh Freeze is the head coach of the Auburn Tigers. That's who I picked about 2-3 months ago. I got Auburn fans. I got an Auburn family across the street. I got an Auburn family to my right. I got an Auburn family to my left. And they all met me on the street yesterday. I was taking the trash out. They're like, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "It's kind of a joke." I think Lane Kiffin used Auburn. A lot of coaches use universities to get raises, and he got like what $1.5 to $2 million per year more from Ole Miss based on his talk with Auburn. At least what we thought was talk with Auburn. And then Hugh Freeze, who I thought would be a good hire because I knew you'd get him a hell of a lot cheaper and you get Lane Kiffin, and a lot of people say it doesn't matter what the money costs. Well, if it doesn't matter what the money costs, go get Nick Saban for $50 million. I mean, throw everything you got at him, right? It does have to do with money, and you got $40 million in buyouts right now between your last three coaches, including Hugh Freeze, who you have to pay $3 million for his buyout from Liberty. You know, 2 years ago before Auburn hired Brian Harsin, they wanted to have nothing to do with Hugh Freeze. I don't know what changed over the course of 2 years. I know that time heals wounds. If you thought that a Hugh Freeze was a creep 2 years ago, you probably think he's a creep now. If you thought that he was going to bring some probationary issues with him 2 years ago, he's bringing them now. With that being said, I'm a redemptive kind of guy. I think the whole thing that happened with Tunsil and the Houston Nut thing, and then, of course, the 1-800-900, the escort service kind of thing, was years ago. Hugh Freeze is still married, seems to be happily married, has stayed on the down low for the last 4 or 5 seasons. He's done an unbelievable job at Liberty, and he's only one of 3 guys who has beaten Nick Saban in back-to-back years. That may be a good enough reason to bring him into Auburn. With that being said, he just got absolutely whitewashed. He got hammered this past weekend against New Mexico State. I know it's one game, but he was favored by 24 points and got blown out. And I don't know, maybe that had to do with the fact that he was not looking at his game plan and was thinking the Auburn thing was going to happen. I don't know what the situation, but that was a weird game, really, really strange. So when you're talking about, you know, that's the problem with putting your eggs in one basket. And I heard that Matt Rhule's name came up for the Auburn job as well. But because Auburn was all in on Lane Kiffin and they knew they were going to get Lane Kiffin, that he was like, "Listen, I'm not playing second fiddle to anybody." He took the Nebraska job. Here's the thing, though, and listen, I'm not going to try to compare the two, but I guess I do. When Alabama went to get Nick Saban, they landed on the tarmac, got Nick Saban in the airplane, and said, "We're not leaving until you get on this plane and fly back to Alabama." They would not take no for an answer. And something tells me that if Auburn would have done that with Lane Kiffin, he probably would have came. But I don't know that for sure, but I'm just saying that if you don't take no for an answer, and you just keep throwing more and more and more money at him, we got to get past the money thing. When you talk about $40 million in buyouts that Auburn's paying right now, it's ridiculous. So what's another $3 or $4 million a year? Make Lane Kiffin, if you want him that bad, make him the highest paid coach in the country. Give him $15 million a year. If you want the guy that bad, give him whatever it takes to get him there. That being said, I think everyone has a price. So we'll see what happens. But I'm happy for my Auburn brother. I talked to Al Greco this past weekend. I don't know if he's happy with that. He's always, "Hey, this is my coach, and I'm going to support him." That's great. So we'll see what happens. I can't believe I'm saying this, because you know how I feel about soccer. Soccer fans and NHL fans are kind of one and the same, but then they're totally different. Soccer fans love their sport, and that's great, and they'll tell you how great it is, and they kind of get in your face, and I'm like, don't force soccer down my throat. Let me find it on my own. NHL fans could give a rat's ass whether I watch NHL or not. That's why I like NHL. Let me find it on my own. So I haven't followed the World Cup extensively, but this game today at 1 o'clock, I think, is amazing. Not only because the USA has got to win this game, but of course to go to the knockout stage. Iran, I think, has got to either win or tie, and they're good to go. But man, what the Iranian government is saying and doing with their athletes, saying they're going to torture them and or their family members based on what they do during their allegiance to their flag and to their country before the games. This is a situation where you may lose your life. It's amazing. And I think it's really important to remember that the people of the country don't always represent the country. And we're seeing that in Iran right now, and it's great. And I'm saying it right. Tyler Adams, by the way, the leader of the USA soccer team, did a great job yesterday when he was asked questions about the mispronunciation of Iran or Iran or whatever, however you want to say it. And a lot of people thought those questions were should have been off the table. I love those questions. And I thought Tyler handled himself incredibly well. He was talking about discrimination, talked about what Black Lives Matter. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was great. And for people like, oh, I can't believe they're asking this question about the United States. United States journalists ask other countries about shit like that all the time. All the time. We're always looking for questions to incite some type of response so we can use it for a soundbite. So I thought the journalist who, first of all, gave Tyler a hard time for mispronouncing the country. I had no problem with it at all. I thought it was done journalistically correct. I thought it was great. And I thought Tyler really handled himself. But, you know, we look at Russians. We look at Iranians. We look at any country that we particularly don't like. We think that all people have the same ideologies and the same concepts and the same moralistic attitudes as their government does. And it's just not true. And we're seeing that with Iranians right now. We're seeing the hijabs thing, the whole thing with the women not wanting to wear their headdress. I love it. I think it's great. I love the fact that they're fighting back. They obviously see that their government is repressing them, and they don't give a squat about the good of the people. And I think that's wonderful, and they're willing to give their lives for it. And that's pretty amazing stuff. With that being said, it's funny because we like to insert political views, moralistic views into our sports. And when it comes down to it, you're going to see these USA guys hugging these Iranian guys before the match and after the match, and it's a game. But for Iran, it seems like this game is much bigger than it is for the United States just because of the ramifications that come along with it. I mean, the country's in turmoil right now. It's pretty amazing, and it's something we've never seen, or at least I've never seen in my life. So kudos to the Iranian people for what they're doing, for what they believe in. I think it's great, and I think as a USA citizen, we got to respect that. But listen, you know, we're seeing this Russian thing, and I've got actually, I have a friend of mine that lives about four or five doors down, and he's a Russian, and he goes back and visits, and he's like, man, a lot of Russian people don't believe in this war and don't like this war, and we're not like that. We're just like you. We're people. We have jobs. We have families. We love our families. We're doing everything we possibly can to live right and do all the right things, and just because we have a government that are knuckleheads and not doing what we want doesn't mean that we don't feel the same way as you do. So I think that's great, and I think that's a reason why I'm going to watch today at 1 o'clock. Now, I do hope we beat their ass. I hope we do win. And we're favored to win that match, so I think it's going to be amazing. But we'll see what happens with USA Today. That'll be the only soccer game I watch. Great shows all week long. Make sure Kai Greger, good morning to you. Al Cooper. Al's always a big fan of the show, one of our biggest fans. CusaValleyAutoSales.com. CusaValleyAutoSales.com. Go up there and check out his lot. Man, that'd be kind of nice to be buying someone maybe a little used car for the holiday season for Christmas, huh? They have anywhere between 40 and 50 cars on the lot. You go to their website, CusaValleyAutoSale.com, and if you don't see a picture of a car, it's because it's already gone. They're usually on for about a day or two. What lot, what car dealer do you go to where cars last somewhere between 24 and 36 hours before they're sold and they're gone, and then they bring more cars in? It's great. They do a customer co-op, so check him out. He does a wonderful job. USAL! We'll see what happens today at 1 o'clock. And also check out all of our shows. Go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast. It's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We have now over 1,000 shows up on our Tony Curry Radio umbrella of podcasts. It's fantastic. We're very, very proud of that. You can listen to all kinds of great shows about everything in blues. The Damon Johnson Show, which is fantastic. We're going to be doing some new of those shows coming up here shortly. And we're working on 3 new shows that we're going to be unveiling sometime in mid-December, just in time for 2023. 2023 is going to be huge. It's going to be monster for Tony Curry Radio. We're excited. And, of course, if you got the TKR app through Apple or Tony Curry Radio through Android, you can hear all of our shows live every day, Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. And we play classic rock and roll 168 hours a week. We kill it. We get after it. So check it out. And you're doing me a huge favor. John David Lyons, good morning to you, brother. I hope you have a fantastic day. I love you. Don't forget Thursday. It's going to be the Curry and Claypo Show, our final show from these studios. We're moving. I'm moving on Thursday to a brand new place, brand new studio. Super excited about this next chapter in my life. I'm about ready to lose my brain. I'm overwhelmed with all the things I got to do, but I'm going to get there. God has got me. He's got a plan for me, and I'm super excited about that. It's going to be an awesome move. It's going to be an awesome change. And then next week, next Thursday, we'll be in our brand new studio. So we may have some wires hanging from the walls like something from the Grinch, but we're going to get after it. So check us out Thursday, Curry and Clapo show right around 8 o'clock. And then, of course, we'll be on Fox 6 at 9:35 on Thursday morning, one of our best spots. Thank you. I hope you have a fantastic day. God bless you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.